Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly, and my new book, The Selfish Romantic, coming out in January. I'm passionate about teaching people to communicate, heal the wounds of the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, stick around because I think you're going to like it here. Today I want to talk about the phrase I hate most in the world. The phrase I hate most in the world is everything happens for a reason. And where this hatred began was it was said to me so often in hospital when I went through 5 surgeries in the space of 3 months and lived in an ICU for 3 months. And the problem is, if you don't know what the reason is, you search for a reason. And if you can't find a reason, like I couldn't at the time, then you believe you are the reason. Now, this is going to sound really silly, but bear in mind that I was 11 years old when I was in that hospital bed for 3 months. But I then started searching for a reason and I started thinking things like, well, maybe it's because I'd been mean to my brother, or maybe it's because I hadn't eaten enough spinach or drunk enough milk like my mum told me to. And I genuinely believe that's why I deserved to have all the pain and surgeries that I'd been through. That's what everything happens for a reason ends up making you think. And it's a version of toxic positivity. If you don't know what toxic positivity is, the best way to describe it is how my life coach describes it. It's putting a pile of ice cream on top of what she calls doo-doo, but poo. And no matter how much ice cream you put on top of the poo, you still won't want to eat ice cream. It's that thing of don't worry, smile, it'll all get better, that mentality. And sometimes you just need to feel awful about what you're going through. And I think the reason why toxic positivity was forced down my throat so much, especially in that specific situation in hospital, is because I think there's a belief that if you aren't positive the whole time, that it affects your results of surviving negatively. When actually, I think the only reason I got PTSD is because I was never given permission to be sad, to be angry. I was constantly told, and again, this is toxic positivity, you should be so grateful that you have the best medical care in the world. Yes, I was so privileged to have the best medical care in the world and also be able to afford it. It's the only reason I survived. But I was still 11-year-old going through my 13th surgery. And I don't know about you, but the first word I think of when I hear that isn't gratitude. For those of you who don't know my medical story, they only found the brain tumor once I was in hospital for like 2 months when I was 11 years old. After my 13th surgery, there was a mistake that happened where they accidentally punctured my intestines. It meant my whole body got infected. They had to remove the tube that drains the water from my brain to my stomach. And as a result, they needed to find a new area to put the tube. Bearing in mind, I'd probably had over 100 brain scans by then, had over 100 CT scans, MRI scans. And when they were looking around to try to find a new place to put the tube, they found a brain tumor. And likewise, toxic positivity, I got told, you should be so lucky that we made a mistake because we would have never found the brain tumor and you could have lived with it forever. So being told all these 3 things repeatedly, and at the age of 11, meant that I never felt like I could be angry, be upset, be sad about the fact that I was missing out school, I was missing my friends, or never even just show how much pain I was in. I also felt like I could never be angry that some people have healthy childhoods and that people never consider anything around their health or their illness or surgeries. And I knew everything about surgeries that an 11-year-old, frankly, shouldn't know. When you say everything happens for a reason, it's trying to make meaning out of trauma, and sometimes there is no meaning from trauma. It doesn't have to happen for a reason, because sometimes things just happen. And when you go down the path of everything happens for a reason and giving in a reason to every traumatic thing in your life, what happens is you go into the mindset of everything needs to make sense. And if everything needs to make sense, then your emotions have to make sense. And as we all know, emotions are not logical and rational. There's not always a reason for your emotions. And so if you only give yourself permission to access the part of you that believes everything happens for a reason and turning trauma into meaning, then you also won't allow yourself to access emotions that make no sense, that have no reason. And that's such an important part, because it actually didn't matter why I was angry. It didn't matter why I was sad and all of these things, although it's really important to be able to talk about why you believe those reasons exist. I still just needed to feel it. And someone just saying to me, you're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to feel like it's really unfair that you're stuck in hospital bed while all your friends are playing in school. And giving yourself permission to do that means, yes, that you might find meaning out of trauma, but that doesn't mean the trauma happened for a reason. That's because of what you did. And that's the other part. This thing of everything happens for a reason gives you no personal responsibility of working out of your trauma. I have turned a lot of my trauma into many beautiful things, but that's not because it happened to me. It's because I made the best of what happened to me. And that's 100% on me. I take 100% credit for that. It's not the universe deciding that I needed that in order to be successful. It's the fact that I made something out of a bad situation. And this is the quote that I prefer instead. There are things you gain from losing something. And I think that is so much more positive and helpful than the saying everything happens for a reason.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And actually, I was recently talking about this. I know I've been talking about it a lot in terms of a medical context in this podcast, but I was talking about it in another context with Lena Norms. If you don't know her, she's an amazing YouTuber, and I was doing her series called There's No Books on a Dead Planet, which is all about climate change. And I was very open and honest about how I am not very on it when it comes to climate change. I've always felt quite a lot of shame around not knowing more, but that shame meant I never actually learnt more. Go listen to the whole YouTube video because it's like an hour long. But within it, we were exploring a book, and within the book, it talks about some farmers who have had the consequence of climate change affect their whole livelihood. And because they live in a really religious community, a lot of them believed that the bad weather and the weather that was affecting their crops was because everything happens for a reason. And what they deduced that reason was that God was punishing them. And this is very similar. I know it's completely different context, but it's actually very similar to the fact that I deduce I was being punished for being a bad daughter or a bad sister or because I'd done something wrong. A lot of the time when you say everything happens for a reason, it means that person puts personal responsibility over things happening by chance. And so these farmers genuinely believed they were being punished by God and having their crops ruined because they had been bad. And this is why this toxic positivity message, the reason why it's called toxic positivity is because it's not positive. It means forcing someone to see the good even when they're not ready to, and also invalidating how they feel right now. Because if you're telling someone you need to be positive about this awful thing happening to you, you're actually denying every other emotion they're going through. And the healthy way of looking at emotions is actually not just giving yourself access to joy and love and positivity, but giving yourself access to all emotions equally. The reason why we don't do that is because we have separated emotions into positive emotions, good emotions, and bad emotions. There are no unhealthy emotions. There are just emotions that we have not been taught to deal with, and therefore it makes other people uncomfortable. And by making other people uncomfortable, we learn to squash them down, not feel them, and not process them. So what should we be saying instead of everything happens for a reason? We should actually let that person stay in the moment. You can make meaning out of it later, but the emphasis on that sentence is later. In the moment that I was actually going through that tough trauma, you actually need to use all your resources to get through that. You're very much in survival mode in that moment, and so trying to project what the reason is or trying to find meaning out of it when you're just not ready is putting a lot of pressure that ultimately creates shame, because again, you think you're not good enough at seeing the good in everything. And isn't that ironic? I actually did end up creating meaning out of it as a way of surviving, I think, because everyone kept telling me everything happens for a reason. I forced myself to create a reason. And so at 11 years old, towards the tail end of my hospital stay in the ICU, I decided I was going to be a psychologist. I met a psychologist who was volunteering with her dogs at the time, and I decided I was a psychologist, decided that was the reason, because frankly, I don't think I could have lived with the other reason that I had in my head. That I was the reason, that I was the problem, that the reason why everything happened is that I was a bad person, that I deserved it in some way. I decided instead a safer way of thinking about it was that the reason was that I was meant to become a psychologist so that I could help other people. And actually, because I was 11 years old and I didn't fully understand what being a psychologist was, I just kept saying I want to help people who are going through serious things like diabetes and surgery, help prepare for it, because no one ever told me what was about to happen before it happened, largely because everyone lied to me during my hospital stays. Everyone would say I would be in for 3 days and it would end up being 3 weeks. Everyone kept saying this is the last surgery. It was never the last surgery. Eventually it was the last surgery, but by that point it had been way longer than I had been promised. And so that's another thing. If you are ever in the situation where you have a child in hospital, don't lie to the child. The child knows you're lying. And it is a lot easier to deal with what's happening when you know the truth. And that would go the same for adults. So I don't know why anyone thinks it's any different for children. But this whole thing of they can't handle the truth doesn't work. They know people are lying to them. And when you are being lied to, you can't handle what's going to happen next, because you don't know what's happening next is the truth or whether the people who love you the most are lying to you, which is an awful feeling to have. But that's a little tangent. The point of this episode is we really need to eradicate the messaging everything happens for a reason. I know it comes out of positive intentions, but it doesn't help anyone. And most people who've gone through trauma like mine will say the same thing. They might not be able to put their finger on why it's a sentence that annoys them or bugs them or doesn't make them feel good. And I don't like generalizations, but I truly believe it's never helped someone find a reason or find meaning to pressure them to do it while they're still trying to survive. Survival mode is an important mechanism that's within all of our bodies, because sometimes it's only safe to process things once you are safe yourself. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you're listening to this and share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Michelle L. Ellman on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We do fun things on there, like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal as well, and we're waiting to welcome you whenever you're ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I'll speak to you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.